Harvard Law professor and commentator Elizabeth Warren has some memories about her sister-in-law and her struggle with breast cancer when she didn't have health insurance.
2 years ago, my sister-in-law Carol died of breast cancer. It was a brutal funeral. She had fought for 3 years, and both her children were expecting their first babies in just a few weeks. Carol was young and lively, too young to be a grandma, but she was excited. She just couldn't hang on until the babies came. Carol had a special risk factor for dying from cancer. No, she didn't have a mother or aunt with breast cancer. She exercised, took vitamins, and didn't smoke. But statistically speaking, her odds of dying were 30 to 50% higher than the national average. She had no health insurance. Carol is the face of the uninsured, a college graduate, a homeowner, a mother of two, married to my brother, a man who worked his heart out but who couldn't afford health insurance. Why do people with no health insurance die at greater rates? There are several theories, including that they live less healthy lifestyles. But Carol didn't go for regular checkups. She had one mammogram in her 40s and no more until she had a lump the size of a plum. No one ever turned her down or told her she couldn't have those things because she couldn't pay. Carol just didn't want charity. What she and my brother couldn't afford, they did without. When the cancer spread, every medication had to be evaluated in terms of cost. Medicine to block the spread of cancer, medicine to quell the nausea, medicine to dull the pain. She lived on free samples because she didn't have health insurance. And if the doctor didn't have free samples, she did without. When Carol's doctor wanted her to see a specialist, she had to ask each time if the new doctor would be willing to see someone without health insurance. Some were, some weren't. Carol was not the only uninsured person who hated to ask for what she knew she couldn't pay for. Last year, 29% of people who had no health insurance and were struggling to pay their medical bills simply didn't get medical care. 48% didn't get drugs their doctors prescribed. 49% delayed care and hoped that nothing would get worse in the meantime. I hear politicians talk about health insurance, about how much it would cost and how government intervention could change the way health care is delivered in America. And then I think about Carol. It wasn't about economics for her. It was literally about life and death.
Elizabeth Warren is a professor of bankruptcy law at Harvard Law School, and she's the author of The Two-Income Trap. She lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.